Okay, we are not Ayin Hayim and Aleph. And again, today's learning is with Ilu Nishmas of Yehuda Ben Yaakov Moshe on the occasion. I don't know if you're right, occasion of a seventh yard set. Did I have occasion? Occasion of the Chavis of Lashon of Simcha. I guess the Nishamas Ayla Madrega, so it's an occasion. Spontan on the Tikkun. Sponsored by his children, Dr. and Mrs. Moshe Breit. May the learning be an aliyah for his neshama. Okay, we are on Ayin Hayim and Aleph, and we are up to Amar Rabba Bar Bachana, which how to find Amar Rabba Bar Bachana? Go across from Taisus Lafuke, move up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines. Amar Rabba Bar Bachana. Amar Rabba Bar Bachana. Rabba Bar Bachana said, "Amar Rabbi Yechon in the name of Rabbi Yechon. Come, welcome to Shana Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Mishnah Seinu." Any place Rav Shimon Gamliel was mentioned in our Mishnahs, halacha k'maisai, we pasuk like him, chutz from three cases. Arev, which is a case in the end of Masechtas Baba Basra. The case over there is talking about a person who guaranteed a loan after it happened. Question over there is, what is his responsibilities? Meaning, he's not guaranteeing the loan before it happened, because then the loan happened because of him. But this loan happened already, and he added his guarantee afterwards. What is his responsibilities? Mishabadim, B'nei Chayrin, anything. That's a sugya at the end of Baba Basra. And we don't pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel there. Sidain, which is our story here. Right? The story in Sidain, Rav Shimon Gamliel said that money replaces the cult. We don't pass like him.
Yes, he said he just brought the case and then said, the said, didn't he?
So machloikas. We added a case, so we made a machloikas. The Chacham said that you can't give the money, and Rav Shimon Gamliel said you can give the money. That was the chasur and mechasur of Achi Tani. That's what we said on that iron dollar of Amid. No, you can't. And Raya Achreina. Now, Raya Achreina means the last case of Raya. In the Sectus Sanhedrin, there's two machloikas between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanan about the ability to bring in a raya after the case started or when the case is almost finished. And in the second case of raya, we don't paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So raya achroina means the latter case of the machloikas, and there's two over there, in the case of bringing a raya. In the latter case, we don't paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So trashy. Arev, should get pashut? That is in the end of the transferring of Baba Basra, Tzidon the Matnissen, Raya Achroin the Bechadin the Mammas, that's the fourth parak in Sanhedrin, the Fligu Bamalai Korayash Yeshlon Kohavi Ashloshim Yoim. They told him he has 30 days to bring all proofs. The Havi had Lachash Loshim Yoim. The Amalai, they said to him, Havi Raya, Vama Ainli Raya. So there's two cases over there. The Kamai Silkus the Kavasim, but Sri Silas Silkus the Kavasim. The first one we do Pascha like him, and the second one we don't Pascha like him. Tana Rabbana. Hareza Gitech Mariyar Shali. A guy says to his wife, "This is your divorce, but I own the paper." Ain't a Mugareshis. She's not Mugareshis. Zakrashi, Mariyar Shali. Layov Lamidi. He's not giving her anything. Rachman Abba Benasa Miyada. You got to give her something. If you own the paper, you didn't give her anything. You can't give her a get and own the paper. You didn't give her anything. The Torah says, Benasa, you have to give her something. Doesn't have to be value, but it has to be something. If you own the paper, you gave her nothing. Writing that not, you know, is not tangible, not giving her anything. That is that case. I am giving you this under condition that you return the paper. That is Mugareshis, yes.
I thought if there was still a condition which controls behavior for a permanent time.
You're going on the second case? That's going to be the whole discussion of the Gemara from here to another Amid. And if it ends in Amid, your question is not answered, we will deal with it at that point. Amenashe Tachzirili Esaniyar Mugareshis. Rashi? No Rashi. Frek the Gemara Mashna Resha Mashna Sefer. Why is the Sefer Mugareshis? What is he giving her? He gave her the paper, the condition she gives it back. That means he didn't give her anything. Amar Rav Chizda, Amari Rav Shimon Gamlili, Amar Titzin Lo Yaseh Mehav. And that's why this sugya is here, because we want to bring in Rav Shimon Gamliel. Gemara's going to try, and therefore I brought the sugya down here, because really it has nothing to do with our sugya. But we're saying, it's going like Rav Shimon Gamliel that says, you don't have to give the item, you can give the value of the item. So she doesn't have to give him back the get. She can give him the value of the piece of paper. So Amadasha Tarsir Liyasanyar means, on the condition you give me back the paper, or the value of the paper. So therefore, she gives him the value, she keeps the get, so she got the get. So just like Rav Shimon Gamliel said about the coat, the same thing is true over here. He only allowed substitution of money for the coat because the coat wasn't here. But if the coat's here, he didn't say she can give money instead of the coat. The guy wanted his coat. He's willing to take money if there's no coat, but not that he's going to take money instead of an existing coat. Rashi, look to Rashi, Mishnah Reisha, Kasam Kedaita, Amanas Lav Kemachshavu. At this point, we are going by the Amanas is not retroactive. Okay, let me try to put this in perspective. If Amanas is retroactive, the Kumar's Kasha would never start. Because if it's retroactive, it's like when I give a guy an estrig on the condition that he give it back to me, he's joints in the midst of estrig. Because all it is I am giving it to him now, it's his present. He has a condition that he has to give it back to me. So, right? But while he has it, it is his. That's halacha. Now, if that were true, so the same thing would be if I get. If I give it to her and I say the paper is mine, she never got anything. If I give it to her, the condition she gives it back to me, so it's going to be retroactive. When she gives it back to me, the get will kick in the moment I gave it to her. And at that moment, she owned it. On a temporary basis, but she owned it. So, therefore, the Gemara's kasha would not have started. So Rashi's pointing out that the basis of this kasha is we're assuming that Amanas means it'll kick in when you give it back to me. When you give it back to me, you don't have anything. Right, exactly. When you give it back to me, it should be a get. At the time of the Gereshin, she doesn't have anything. So Rashi right away told us a possible answer to this kasha, which is going to be a Gemara's final answer at the end. That retroactivity makes it that she got a get that she owned. She owned this get on a temporary basis. As long as she owned it, she was the full owner, she's divorced. At that moment, now, Dr. Schwab asked, there was a string attached that she has to keep it tonight. But it's not a lifetime string. It's a string one time. She has to give it back at any point. But at the time she got it. It was hers on condition that she gives it back. It's like giving $200. It's no different what the condition is. It happens to be that when she gives it back, she won't have it anymore. But she got it, and it was hers. It's no different than an estrig. We're all doing it by estrig. Right? A guy has an estrig. He gives it to his wife on the first day. How is she yites in the midst of estrig? Not that she has to do it. But how is she yaitz in the midst of Esther Galulov if she wants to be yaitz in the midst of Esther Galulov? Is he gives it to her the condition that you'll give it back to me. Not lending it to her because she's not yaitz. He could give it to her in a present unconditionally, hope that she gives it back. But the way it's usually done is Amatonam and Nasla Hachzer. That means it's yours 100% on the condition you give it back to me, and it's retroactively yours in the moment I gave it to you. Therefore, it was yours at the time when you were yaitz in the midst of Lulav and Esrig. The same thing is true by get. That's what the Rashi is telling you is a possible answer to our dilemma. Except the Gemara now is not going that way. Therefore, the Gemara is going to have a whole long discussion ignoring that possibility.
So, Rebbe, ignoring that possibility, he has to find answer until he has a wife, until whether
they're
shibut each other in the meantime until she
did. So that was a sugya last week. If a guy says, "But there was my eish hani bailam," that he was considered dependent if it worked or not, right? But if he says, "My yaimu lachamisa," you want to know what is the monetary obligation when we wait to see. What is the monetary obligation? I am not sure. I assume it's in limbo, meaning everything continues, and if it's retroactively a get, all things have to be given back.
In other words, if she ever gives it back, does she owe her the money? Let's say he dies before she gets around giving it back.
Again, it's retroactive.
But she never gives it back. She never gives it. He dies before she gets
So then he was married till the moment he died.
And so they keep a list of how much he owes her, what she owes
him. Again, I wasn't there. I assume that he's providing for her, and there must be a way to get it back if the get kicks in, but I don't know.
Rabbi, is there no special circumstance, no special decree that anyone considers that a get is not the same as a coat? Because there's a vested interest in the community and in her future children that she retain the specific document and it not the paper not be reused?
It's not going to be reused. You can't reuse it.
You could put something on the other side and use it for a shtar. He could, if he wants to reuse the parchment. All I'm saying is, her having possession of that particular
document... Can we give her some kind of proof to prove that she's divorced? I mean, today, women don't get the get. You don't give the woman... we give her the get when she gets divorced. But then we take it away from her.
But we don't give it back to the husband. We don't give it back to the husband either.
Sorry?
We don't give it back to the husband either. The reason she doesn't get it, I thought we learned, or you told us, is that because it needs to be protected.
Right.
Giving it back to him.
I didn't say that's the reason over there. Again, as long as she has proof that she's divorced, she doesn't need the document.
I didn't know that they did that then. I thought that this would... Maybe someone would say that this parchment in those days had a special status, that it, a substitute or its value or just temporarily or a condition would not be sufficient just because we needed to protect her status. That's all.
Again, the Gemara does not bring that in. There must have been a different way to make sure that people know she's divorced.
Okay.
Again... Yeah, this is pure speculation, what I'm going to say, which I don't like to do. You know, the community that she has to know that she's divorced was not a global community. Most people never traveled more than 50 miles away from their house. They didn't, it wasn't like, so who had to know she's divorced? Her town, the towns around her. They didn't need to know in China that she's divorced. Rarely did the woman end up in China. She usually stayed around her same community. Again, it doesn't mean she always did, but usually that's who she stayed around. And you know, so they knew she was divorced. It was, you know, public knowledge. Today, we live in a global community. It's a totally different thing. But today, you know, we also have means of spreading news that's much faster than you can speak, right? So it's, with all its mildness and constrainedness. I should say with all its constrainedness and mildness. Dr. Gemara Baitin. Maskev La, we did that already. Elam Rabaya, Hamani Remeir Hi, the beginning of Tanai Kafu. Okay, so I'm going to do something. I think this is the easiest way to teach it. I'm going to introduce something. In Mesechtes Kedushin, in the third parak, there's a Machlokes Remeir de Rabbanon in Hilchos Tanai. And we're learning Rashi's way. The big machloikas, we shine him here. I'm sticking to Rashi's chat. The main machloikas is, let me explain. The Torah said that we learn out the concept of making an act conditional is learned out from the story of B'nai Gad B'nai Reuven. When Moshe Rabbeinu gave B'nai Gad B'nai Reuven their share on the eastern side of the Jordan River, he made with them condition. And we look at that condition as the forerunner, as the establisher of how conditions have to be made. And one of the things that were there is that Moshe Rabbeinu repeated himself. If you go across, you will receive the land on the eastern side of the Jordan. If you don't go across, you will get a portion in the western side. The eastern side will not be yours. And the question becomes, the mayor's question, why did Moshe have to say both things? He could have just said, if you go across, you'll get it. Logic would say, inference, if you go across, you get it. If you don't go across, you won't get it. It's inference. If I make a condition with you, I say, if you go to New York, you'll get this. It's self-understood. If you don't go to New York, you won't get it. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu speak out? If you go, you will get it. And if you don't go, you will not get it. Why did he have to say both sides?
Is that what he said?
No, he said you'll get Eretz Kanem.
Okay,
can we please give me at least the time to explain myself? Zuchter Meyer, that from here we derive that we do not use inference in monetary cases. No inference is allowed in anything that has to do with money. Things have to be spoken out, and if they're not spoken out, we do not rely on inference. That's Meyer's opinion, derived from here. Now, I have to add one explanation, and this is also Machlokes Rishonim, and this is Tosfos Shat, Tosfos in Ksubos, so this is the way I will be learning because I have to pick one way. And the question becomes, but we see that he only wants to do, that what happens if he doesn't double the Tanai, according to our mayor? What happens if he just says to the woman, you are divorced on condition, you're divorced, if you give me $200. And he does not say, you're not divorced if you don't give me $200. According to a mayor, it's a get. It works, period. The condition is a non-condition, and the get works unconditionally. And the question becomes, but the guy made it clear he doesn't want to divorce her unless she gives him $200. The answer becomes that a mayor is of the opinion, and this is the Torah is revealing to me a new halacha, and that is as follows. The concept of Tanai is really a very big chiddush. We assume it as something simple. Because when you do an action, since when are you allowed to govern your action by words? We have a rule that actions speak louder than words. Here you are doing an action, and you're making the conditional on something that's verbal. You're verbally conditioning an action. Why should you be allowed to do this? Actions speak more than words. They're stronger than words. Your words should have zero effect on an action. Came along the Torah and gave a chiddush and said, words can govern actions. It's a chiddush of the Torah. Without the chiddush of the Torah, I would say, in Hebrew, lo yasi dibur mevato maisa. Your words can't cancel a deed. Your actions are more strong than words. Who gave you a right to control your action by verbal? Came along the Torah and said, yes, there's a halacha called Tanai. Therefore, Zuchter Meyer, let's look at the way the Torah told us to write to do this halacha of Tanai. One of the things the Torah told us is you have to speak up both ways. And therefore, if you don't, it doesn't be a Tanai, and the get works. And the get works. So according to a mayor, if you don't make a double Tanai, the get works. It's a non-condition. We ignore your condition. Reb Chanina ben Gamliel argues in a mayor. And he says, like was mentioned before, we don't say who mentioned things, that over there, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't really repeat himself. He said, if you go, you will get the eastern side. If you don't go, you'll get a portion in the western side. Because if had he not said that, you might have think if they don't go, they get zero. So he had to say, if you don't go, you don't lose your portion on the western side. So it was a necessary repetition, not because of the opposite of the thing. He had to add a fact. If you go, you'll get the eastern side. And if you stop there, you would say, if you don't go, you lose it all. So you have to say, no, you don't lose it all. So that's the machlokes of Masechtas Kedushin, whether we learn out the halacha of Tanai Kavul, or we don't learn out the halacha of Tanai Kavul. And again, I need about 3-4 more minutes before I answer any questions. So again, so machlokes of Masechtas Kedushin, do I look at the halacha of Tanai in B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain and say, okay, I can learn out from here that without repeating it, it's a non-Tanai, you ignore the condition and the action works unconditionally, or no. The fact that I said it one way makes it that the action is dependent on the condition and it doesn't work. That's one machloikas. The three other machloikas in, three other halachas in Sinai that Rashi learns everybody agrees needs to be there. Ning, there's no argument on that. They argue it's Tanaikafel, but they don't argue in the other three halachas that we learn now from Tanai. One is, Moshe Rabbeinu said the condition before the action. If you go, you will get. He did not say, you'll get if you go. He said, if you go, you will get. So we learn out of halacha that all conditions, the condition has to be before the what happens. If you give me $200, you will be divorced. You cannot say you'll be divorced if you give me $200. Because the halacha of condition, like Rabbeinu said, Tanai Kaidim Lamaisa. That's one thing. The next halacha we learn out from Tanai Kaidim is another one halacha, and that is, it cannot be, it's two separate things. If you go, you'll get. It's not about the same thing. It's not, if you go, let me, would be a case over here. You cannot say, this would be the case here. You're divorced if you give it back. That means the condition and the action are in the same item. There, the condition is going across, and the item is receiving the land. The condition is not in the very item you're receiving. The condition is to do something to get this. It has to be in two separate things. And according to Rashi, everybody agrees to those two halakas in Tanai. Number one, that the Tanai has to be spoken out before the action. You have to say, if you go, you get. You cannot say you get if you go. And number two, it has to be about two separate things. Condition on item A will get you item B. You cannot have the condition and the item on the very same thing. Those are two halachas of conditions that according to Rashi nobody argues about. The third halacha of condition, which was to have to double it, that is the machloket yustanoim. Do we derive that from Bnei Gad or Bnei Reuven, or we don't deny that from Bnei Gad or Reuven? That's the basic introduction to the next sugya. Yes, doctor.
Go back to the beginning. The initial assumption that the premise implies its opposite is false.
I'm sorry?
The initial assumption the premise implies its opposite is false. In that if you say, if you give me $200, then we are divorced. If you do not give me $200, then we are not divorced. There also is an alternate, which is if you give me $200, or if you give me a nice hamburger, we are divorced. Where there are alternate pathways, both...
Again, hold. He spoke out one condition. He didn't say hamburger. He said $200. That means he's saying to get is dependent on $200. Obviously, the inference is no $200, no get.
It does not mean, because it does not say, that it is exclusively dependent on $200.
Again, if a guy says you're divorced on condition of, it's self-understood that if the condition is not met, the divorce doesn't work. Okay, that's the machloekus for Mayor of Columbia. I'm not going to get involved. That is the machloekus.
I mean, it's a straight
bunch of
thing, but it does not.
Can't be a straight bunch of things. You have a time to argue with you.
I do not understand that because it is...
He only said one pathway of divorce. He didn't allow for a different pathway.
He did not state that it's exclusive.
If you tell me, if you go to the corner, I'll give you $10, I would understand that if I don't go to the corner, I'm not getting $10. I think I would understand it that way. I think everybody in this room would understand it that way.
Yes. We live in a world where we have Donald Trump talking about canceling the Constitution. There's a lot of idiocy out there.
Okay, again, I'm just saying, I'm not going to get involved with that. It's an argument that I can't win or I can't lose because the Gemara says like me. So therefore, I'm not, if you have, I understand it. You obviously don't, but we're going to leave it at that.
There's an old saying, the problem with assuming something and making an ass out of you and me. This is a straight assumption.
Again, I'm just telling you what the Gemara has in my focus. Yes. Dr. you have it addressed? Yes.
So this double Tanai only works for
when you're doing it orally. In other words, if you write something...
Again, written is no different than oral. Actions are still different.
Every contract should have a tenai, a double tenai.
You were going halacha now? We are not learning halacha. We're learning Gemara. You want to know halacha? We'll worry about halacha a different time.
Okay, not halacha, but oral, but according to the Gemara. That means that
according to a mayor, I'm only in one opinion. According to a mayor, every condition has to be repeated both ways.
And the second half has to be repeated something differently, like they were going to get Eretz Yisrael, even though they didn't.
No, that was the added thing. That's why I'm continuing to be arguing with Rameir. Rameir says it's not necessary, and for that you have to learn the sugya.
Okay, and as far as Chag Tishevet Menashe, did they have something like that?
Nothing. It was only Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuben.
So they were asked to go there, and that was it.
I have no idea. We're not learning Chumash now. It's Mashma that they conquered it on their own. It had nothing to do with that.
They were sent there by Moshe.
I don't know. I don't remember the Chumash now again. I don't think it's our topic now.
Did you go to Shul on Shabbos?
No.
You don't go to Shul, did you?
I do go.
So, your Rebbe's Chumash is...
How would you know? You haven't been there in a year.
A year?
Yeah. You walk 12 minutes in university, I guess.
Or
if
Snaf
said
that Katsu
Moshe
was sent by Moshe.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
How does the double condition help with oral?
That's the Chiddush HaTorah Kol Tanai. The Torah came along and said, you know what? Your words can influence actions if you follow the direct rules that I told you.
So why don't we...
So even though, and again, I'm stepping into a minefield, but I'll do it anyway. Even though logically, there's really no difference if you say... If you go, you'll get. If you go. Both ways, you're saying the same thing. The Torah wants it to be done one way, not the other way, by the very fact that Moshe Rabbeinu did it that way, not the other way.
So we don't pass it from here,
I didn't say anything. I said we're not learning halacha now.
When you go to your wife and give it to the thing, you don't just say go both ways.
Who, what, where? I don't go to my wife and give a gun, I don't know about you.
I'm
sure. So what do you tell me?
I'm
asking thing? Well, you know, this is why we're learning a sugya of the Gemara. It's amazing how much smarter we'll be at the end of this sugya. It's an amazing thing, you'll see. You'll see that at the end of the sugya, you'll have a new light in Hashemayim and understanding these things. It's amazing. That's what Torah is about. Elam Rabbaya. Hamani Rabbeyuhi Dabi Amr Bayina Tanai Kafel. Vahakal the Kafel of the Tanai. Zak Rabbaya, very simple answer. The guy says to a woman, this is your get and the paper is mine. No condition. He said, I'm giving you a get, but the paper is mine. He never said, on condition that the paper is mine. He said, the paper is mine. So therefore, it's not a get. The second way is he said, I'm giving you a get on the condition that the paper is mine. He didn't say, if you don't get the paper, if not, it's not a get. He never spoke out that, so therefore it's not a condition. So the get is the get.
So it sounds like more than you had.
See, I'll tell you why I'm stressing this. Because somebody came over to me 2 weeks ago and went through this with me, not in this year, but it's the same question. Bottom line is, the guy made it rather clear, if you don't take Dr. Schwab's position, that he wants to get to work if she gives him $200. So why are we saying to get work even if she doesn't give him $200? We're saying the get is a definite get, even if she doesn't give him $200. He said, I'm only divorcing you if you give me $200.
Is that really what the term says?
But he doesn't want...
He can say whatever he wants. He's not saying... That's what tonight is. The Torah says this is what
happens tonight. And therefore, if he doesn't do the tonight work, he didn't want to get to work. It's against his will. He didn't want to divorce her this condition without the condition.
But there's no condition here.
There it is, because he did the action. And since the condition doesn't meet the Torah requirements, there's a no condition in the action. And therefore, we ignore whatever he talked about, and it's a get anyway. For instance, there's another halacha we learn out. If somebody makes a condition that's impossible to keep, I am giving you this condition, gives a 90-year-old man, tells his 89-year-old wife, I am giving you this get on the conditions that you climb Mount Everest. Yourself, not in a wheelchair.
He's sleeping for 14 years.
So, It's an impossible condition. Halacha is to get works. What do you mean? He said only if you climb Mount Everest. Terence is. You don't meet the rules of Tanai. It's a non-Tanai. Ignore his words. Maisa speaks louder than actions speak louder than words. Unless you meet the Torah's way of doing conditions, it is a non-condition. That's how Abaye answered this. Giving a woman a get on the condition that you give me back the paper, and you didn't say, and it's not a get if you don't give me back the paper, you didn't meet the rules of a condition. So it's a get. You handed her a get. And we don't hear conditions. We ignore them totally. You didn't follow Torah guidelines.
It makes no difference.
I don't mind, but you've asked me the same question 18 times in the last 2 weeks.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. You're allowed to ask it. Obviously, I haven't got the answer across.
and the other thing,
Rashi Shita is in the ninth Zerik. No condition can ever be written into a get.
That's what I thought. That's why I'm asking. Orally, he said this or not?
Orally, he said, I'm giving you this get on the condition you return the paper.
Okay. And is that because he said something orally that becomes part of the get? And that's the question.
No. If you don't have a mayor, yes, it becomes part of the get.
Mayor.
The mayor is the one that said you need to double it. If you don't hold like a mayor, so then you don't have to double it.
And so my final question at the moment is that this was at the time of the Gemara when that's going on right now with the mayor, they were arguing whether they have to have a tricoffer or not.
Yes.
Because it was... So what did they do before that between...
Again, I wasn't there. And I mean, not in this Gilgul. Maybe in a different Gilgul I was there. I don't remember. I don't know what am I supposed to say. You can ask me this in every machloikas. There's a machloikas whether you make wine before Kiddush or Kiddush before wine in the eighth parak and brachas. What they do before Bisham and Bisham? Okay, so it's the same question. I don't know. I wasn't there. I told you not in this group. What was there?
What did people learn from film?
Right? They found parshas. They were like a Benu Tam, or like Raya, I forgot which one they found. So they wasn't doing a Raya, that must be not long as that way. I don't know, but that's why they buried it, because it was the wrong way. You know, you never win any of these things. I don't know what they did.
Tonight couple was Lemaisa, so why all the Mishnahs we had till now, it never says both ways, why?
Again, you know, Rabbi Kohn, you ask great questions.
I wonder why.
The Gemara didn't talk about it. By the end of the Gemara, it should be clear. It should be clearer, I should say.
Some jobs get offered at a base din. They tell the rabbi, this get is, as long as she does X, Y, Z, what is that? What's the status of that get?
It makes a condition?
Yeah.
It's the same condition as you would talk to her.
So it's
a valid
or it's not
valid? Did it have Tanai? Did it not have Tanai Kavul? Hilchos Tanai. Again, and we still haven't gotten to the end of the sugya, so we should be able to look at the whole sugya. I'm trying to work our way through with giving an introduction. I was just giving an introduction. We just started. Come to Gabayel or Rabbi Hamani Rabbi. The Amar being into my couple, but how could the couple look tonight? Rashi, so Rashi lekafle. Reb Meir ben Masechtas Kedushin. Kol Tanai she'ena k'tanai b'nei Gazdei Ruvein. The name of Imloy Tachziri lo yehi get. Hilchos Batul Tanai. The Tanai is Batul. Maskevah Rava. So Rava said, Abaye, I don't understand you. You're making it sound that if he did double the Tanai, it would be a get. Maskevah Rava. Time it lekafle tzoy. You Abaye are telling me that the only problem is Reb Meir. Because he holds you need a double tonight. How costly the toy will have a gita? I got it a problem. Michi. Call tonight, may he come in a little bit tiger up in a Ruvain. The source of tonight is may go up in a Ruvain. And everybody, Rashi learns, and everybody agrees that the other rules of tonight have to apply. The only argument isn't about tonight kuffle. Here there's another problem. Mahasam tonight kaidu lamaisa. I've called tonight kaidu lamaisa. Lafukahaka, the maisa kaidu lamaisa. We learned out from the God of Reuven that you have to say the Tanai first and the action later. If you go, you will get. Here you're saying to the woman, you get if you do. It's wrong. It doesn't work. What happened to Hilchos Tanai? And there, there's no machlokes for Meir. Wait, Rashi learned. There's no machlokes for Meir and anybody else. Everybody agrees to this. So Abaye, why are you talking to Tanai Kafel? Why don't you just say straight? It's not a good. The reason it's not a good get is he didn't use Hilchos Tanai of Tanai Kaidim Lamaisa. Elam Arava, you're right. But no, you don't need Remeir. This can go according to everybody. The reason it's not a good get is he worded it the wrong way. And if you don't meet the Torah's way of wording it, cancel the Tanai. And the Torah said, you need Tanai Kaidim Lamaisa. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, but Naibat may revenge who kafu and Yavrum by Yavrum. The Kivin de Minhega mina. But in a kihasam, Tanai Shatalu Bahamaisa, Huskra Kaidim Lamaisa. The Tanai is mentioned before the Maisa. Im Yavru Zatanai, Rasatam Bohem, Zahamaisa. Hokanam Yabina, the name Im Tatziru, Yehaget. Lafuka Hochi, right? The Amr Lazaki Tikhmeresh of Adam Nasha Tatziri. Now, what did Rav gain? So there's another reason. Dr. Rashi Mishum Dahavile, Ubein Lurameir, Ubein Lurabonam. The difference is, Dr. Ava, I don't have to say it's going like Remeir. The Machlokes is only in Kavu, because the first time of the Hussam, like the Mishnah of there explains, the Hutzuk Leimer Shilamolikain, yes, but Mashma Shabbat, Kanan Layin Kavu, like was said here before. That the reason it had to say, if you don't go, you get the Western side, is because you would think if they don't go, they get anything, nothing. So it's not, it was a necessary over there. But Enokinami everywhere else, you don't need a repeat. That's the Machlokes from Meir Rabbanan. But in all other Hilchos Tanai, you have it's, what's the name again? You don't need, everybody agrees. And then why don't we just say an answer that includes everybody? Reb Chanina ben Gamliel. Because that's the way he mentioned Kedushin. I wanted to show off that I knew who it was. He's referred to as Rabbanan. I'm sorry, I apologize. I'm sorry. I think it, by the way, I'm not even 100% sure. I think it's Rabbanan ben Gamliel. Zotik Maravad. Matzkevo Aravad Barav. Taiba, the Maisa Kaidim Lutnai. He says to Rava, you make it sound that that's the only problem. But Tanai Kaidim Lamaisa Lavagita. I got another problem. Mikti. Kol Tanai Beichi Gomin Lo B'Tai B'Nei Gad B'Nei Ruven. All Tanai Ma Derive B'Nei Gad B'Nei Ruven. Ma Hasim Tanai B'Davar Echar U'Maisim B'Davar Echar. There, the Tanai was about item one, and the action was about item two. Rashi B'Davar Echar, Lavar HaYardin. Maisim B'Davar Echar, Nachlas Eber HaYardin Mizrucha, to be able to get the eastern side of the Jordan. Avko, that has to be a Tanai in one and a Maisim in another. Lafuke Hacha, but over here, the Tanai of Maisim is over Echad. Dr. Rashi, beget Atzmai hu Atanai. You're giving the get, which is the action, on condition about the get. It's not a condition, give me $200. It's not a condition, fly to New York. It's a condition, give me back the get. The condition is the very item you're giving. Lachzirai, bu amaisili is get. And you can't do that. Now, what is Rav Arab again? He's saying, forget how he worded it. See, Rav is making it sound, it depends how he worded it. Had he worded it the other way, it would have worked. The Rav Arab is saying, it's an impossible Tanai. It's in the same item. I don't even have to get to the wording of it. Forget the wording. Did he say the Tanai first? Did he say the Maisa first? He's talking about the same item. You can't have a Tanai about the very same item. What? It's yes, it's to the heart of the thing. Let me try and explain.
They're all conditions you need.
True, but one leaves it up to the fact that this Tanai could work if it were worded the other way. This very Tanai could work. Had he said, if you give me back the get, it is a get, it would work. Because then it would be Tanai Kainan Lamaisa. The Rav Arab is saying, there is no way you can ever make a Tanai about the item itself. You don't have to say it's because you put one in front of the other. The Tanai is flawed in its essence. You can't have a condition about the very item you're giving.
What?
Again, we still haven't finished the sukkah. It's his fault. Right now, it's his fault, right? Hello, I'm a Ravana Baba. Let me just finish. Yes.
I'm not asking this as a
Chumash
question, but
it's
a Is it a Gzeres HaKosov of this Tnai Kofu? Moshe said it became a Gzeres HaKosov. And also.
All Hilchos Tnai are Gzeres HaKosov. The only one that there's an argument about is Tnai Kofu. Because one man Yemer says there was a necessity there. It was necessary to do it that way. Because if not, they would have misunderstood the thing. That's the only machlokes, the way Rashi learns. The other two halachas, everybody agrees to. Now, I have a personal problem with this. What was Moshe Rabbeinu supposed to do? He either would have said Tanai Kaidim with Maizer, Maizer Kaidim with Nai. He had no other option, right? You got to do it one way or the other. So why? But we're learning God. You have to do it A, because if we do a B, it doesn't work, because Moshe Rabbeinu did it A. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have done a B, he would have told me you have to do a B. What if it doesn't make a difference? So I guess he would have repeated it twice, one way, the other way. I guess. So we now have three reasons why this get is not a get. Either because you hold on Grabmeir, you need Tai Kavu, or because you hold on Grabbanon, and there's two problems. Number one is the way he worded it was Maisa Kaim Gutnai. And number two is it's an essentially flawed Tnai because it's about the very item. Rashi. Comes along Ravashi and he pulls the rug out of the whole sugya. Ravashi Amar Hamani Rebbe, Amar Ravuna Amar Rav, Kalaim Ramanas Kalaim Ramakshudam. You don't need halakas of Tanai when you say retroactive. When you say Almanas, forget about the halakas of Tanai. End of story. Halakas of Tanai is if it's going to kick in at the end of the Tanai. If it's retroactive, you say Almanas, which is Kama Akshav, forget about the halakas of Tanai. Moshe Rabbeinu was giving them the land when they keep the conditions. Not retroactively. When they keep the condition, the land will become theirs. Therefore, you have to follow the laws of Tanai. Whenever you do it retroactive, Ravashi says, no laws of Tanai necessary. Now, I'm not sure why, because the Chayri still have the same problem of Dibur Amaisa, but that's what Ravashi is saying. And therefore, all the questions about Esrig are out the window. It's retroactive. Retroactive doesn't need a law of Tanai. So when you give it to your wife, the Esrig, you don't have to say, if you give me back, you need to make 16 Tanoim, right? No, you don't have to. I'm a Nas, Kaim, I'm a Akshav. And by retroactivity, no halakas of Tanai are necessary. Any Tanai words. Tanai, Badav, Maisa, Badav, Erechad. Tanai, Maisa, Kaim, Latanai. No Tanai couple. Everything out of the window. Gone. By Moshe, wasn't giving them the land till they did it.
But they lived
there. He said they can stay there. He didn't give it to them until they lived.
Where was it?
He told them, listen, I can tell you come into my house and build something. That doesn't mean it becomes yours.
Okay. He told them, this is your land if you go past the yard.
You will get the land if you go across and do the fight.
I mean, it's not like you're going to get it now.
Correct.
Oh, I have two
Rebbeim here? Yeah, four. Five. First Baruch Moshe, by the way, he's missed 2 days in a row.
I asked him that.
And?
The answer. Baltimore.
Baltimore? You're back in Baltimore?
Yeah. My Shver sitting Shiva. My wife also.
My wife sitting Shiva?
Yeah.
He said his wife also.
Yeah.
Sorry?
They had a sister, my Shver's daughter. She never got married. She got sick.
Okay, anyway, yes. Rashi. Talk to Rashi. Rashi, I'm reminded to tell you I'm a nice and clear and gracious. Rabbi, he's a man of the Shadami. I'm stuck in the Bashav's garrison, Nikita Leget. And this is the Rambam's Chiddush, by the way, that I'm speaking out, that in any retroactive condition, no Hilchos Tanai are necessary. And that answers your question why in a lot of the Mishnayos, we never had a mention of Tanai Kafu. In all those cases where it was not retroactive, you would need halachas of Tanai, even though it wasn't mentioned in those cases. But in the case of retroactivity, no halachas of Tanai are necessary. I'm not sure the logic behind this, because Tosfos is smarter that I spoke out, that words can't dictate actions unless they meet the Torah qualifications, should be true in retroactivity also. But that's the halacha.
Would we see that from Moshe?
No, we don't.
Okay, so what's the problem?
Again, we don't see anything about retroactivity from Moshe.
So what's the problem? We don't.
Okay, could be. If you're happy, I'm happy. I'd love to make Yidden happy.
I have a
Chumash
question, but I
don't
know if I should ask it.
You can always ask, because I'll tell you it's a Chumash question.
Eretz Yisrael belonged to, the other side of the Yarden belonged to Bnei Yisrael already. Nobody would have settled there?
Yeah, but they didn't have their, nobody had their share yet.
Right, but of course.
It was a corporation. It wasn't that they knew what share they got. No Shevet had their share spoken out.
Right, but if
so that means they didn't really own it yet.
Reuben and God didn't ask for it. It would have been part of
the... Split 12 different ways. Again, it's all theoretical, but yes.
I understand that. Thank you.
Dr. Gemara Weiter. Atzkin Shmuel Begita the Shemira. Shmuel made a takana in a get of Shemira. Now, there's a big machlokes beside him. Shmuel made Tanai Kafel. Is it because he paskins like a mayor? Or is it because when you're dealing with get, you just cover all your bases and don't take chances that somebody's going to come along and say, hey, he did it the wrong way. So therefore, he did it, covered all his bases. So it's a machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim bring a raya from the fact that Shmuel made Tanai Kafel, that he paskins like Rameir. And some rishonim say, it's no raya, but when you talk about get, you don't want to leave it up to anybody speculating. You make sure that nobody questions it. So this is what he wrote in the get of Shchiv Merah, which is given on condition that the guy doesn't die. If the guy dies, I mean. Im loy meisi, loy yehe get. If he doesn't die, it shouldn't be a get. The meisi, yehe get. Frek the Gemara. Why does he start with the negative? Why doesn't he start with the positive? He's giving a get. You don't want to put the bad first. If he dies, it's a get. First say, if he doesn't die. Always talk positively first. Don't talk negatively.
This is for what? For how long?
Well, he's a shemira. If he doesn't recover, he wants it to be a get retroactive.
Doesn't
shemira itself do that? Shmuel had it written out. He didn't want anybody questioning anything. Shmuel had it written out. He had it said. He said Shchimra should say the following words to make sure nobody questions what happens. Again, it's not necessary. This was a takana of Shmuel to avoid problems. Frek the Gemara. And here comes the fourth halacha of Tanai. Maskiv l'arava michti. Kol Tanai meichi gamina mitnai b'nei gadu b'nei ruven. What is the source of Tanai? They got him Neiruven. Ma'asim hein kaitim lav, afhocha, kafkol, hukha haka the lav kaitim lahein. A new halacha of Tanai. We should learn that from Bnei Gadim Neiruven. The first Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you go, you will get it. Then he said, if you don't go, you won't. So why do we learn out that you have to always say, it should work if, instead of saying, it shouldn't work if not? And here, Shmuel had the negative first. Now, he had a reason for putting the negative first, but it doesn't work with halachas of Tanai. And for the Gemara Elam, a Rabbi should do three things. He should say, Im loy meisi lo yehe get, Im meisi yehe get, Im loy meisi lo yehe get. The Tanai has to be first the yes and then the no. But one doesn't want to start with a negative. So when he does this, first he says, if the guy doesn't die, it shouldn't be a get. That's not a Tanai, because that doesn't meet Tanai. But that's because you want to start talking positively. Then you make the Tanai. If he dies, it's a get. If he doesn't die, it doesn't a get. So you do it three times. Imlay makes lay get why the Magdivish Bernasla Nafshe doesn't want to have Peronius. It makes the get the Lay makes lay get in the hand, kind of a love, Rashi. Dr. Rashi asking Shmuel, Shemaisrael Oyamar. Again, when he gives it to her, he should say, Imlay makes lay get the Macy ye get the Bina Tai Kuffle. The Lay Kuffle had to get to me at. Be kind of Mistle. If he doesn't speak it out, it would be a get right away, and then it would be a kind would be bustle. First, he's to say not, you don't want to say bad. But everybody should have a wonderful, great day.